Now, when one falls in battle many times, the war begins to be lost as well. The other side takes over, and a person is blinded to believe what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong. In the Mesilat Yesharim, we learned that the midah of nikiyut, of cleanliness, of not lying to oneself, and honestly looking into and introspecting into one's own life and deeds, to ensuring that there is no place where we have taken upon ourselves to believe that an act that we're doing is right, which is in fact wrong, or that what is wrong is in fact right. And this is imperative to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. So Rabbeinu continues, Hashenit ki ashone b'chato, if a person is going to continue to repeat his sin, tshuvato kasha, it's going to be very, very difficult for that person to be able to repent. Ki nasa lo ahet keheter, because what has happened is that person has allowed his sin to become something which in his eyes now is permissible. Uvazek of damot chatato. And as such, his sin becomes incredibly severe. The severity extends to the point that now even intent to repeat a sin becomes sin. We know in general that there's a principle in Torah that when a Jew sets out and decides to serve Hashem, that if he does so with all his heart, his intent is considered as deed if some imposition should present itself that prevents him from fulfilling God's will. Lo aleinu, God forbid, the situation can become such that if we become habitual sinners, that if we embrace and accept upon ourselves sin as something which is correct and right, then things change. Where normally the case is that if a person intends on sinning but his sin does not come about, it's considered as if it never was. But here in this situation, ki mekan ve'elech im yachshov la'asot avera, for now, since he's become a habitual transgressor, and on, if he thinks to do a sin, v'ne'enas, and there's some imposition is placed before him, v'lo asa'a machshavato hara, mitzterefet l'maaseh, that evil thought of what he intended to do is considered as deed. The sixth chapter. If one does not fight back by building up his awe of heaven, he will ultimately be considered an outcast from the side of holiness. The key tool of the Jew to defend himself against the Yetzer Hara is Yirat Shamayim, is the awe of heaven. There are two levels to this, the lowest level being that a person is afraid of punishment. He's afraid that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will see what he does, and in fact that he does see what he does, and that he will bring retribution upon him. On a higher level, he recognizes, feels and experiences the presence of Hashem in the world with him. And as such, cannot bear the thought that there should exist associated with him, or for that matter in the entire world, anything that should be against his will. The expression of Hashem's will the revelation of God in this world is why we are here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended and desired that His lofty traits should be something which can be seen and recognized in the world. His compassion upon the world and upon us. That this should be something that can be seen and experienced. If God forbid, we are to turn away from Hashem. If we are to sin in any capacity, we are in fact masking His greatness, masking His revelation in the world. For all that which exists that is in praise of Hashem, it is clear and direct that it is revealing Hashem's will. When we are an embodiment of Torah and mitzvot, we are an expression of Hashem's will. We display and show His glory. And if God forbid, lehefech, the opposite of this, then what happens is that we have placed in the world and revealed in the world what appears to be a contradiction to the existence of God. We have gone ahead and created darkness in this world. As such, Ach kol she'eno nizhar mehet yedua, anyone who does not protect himself from any of the known sins, ve'eno kabal anasho lishamer imenu, and he doesn't accept upon his soul to protect himself from sinning. For it's in our hands to protect ourselves from sin. We can develop the concept of Yirat Shamayim, of fear of heaven, through the learning of Torah and through introspection, through daily exercises of looking into our lives carefully, day in and day out, and ensuring that all that which we are doing is in accordance with God's will. And by recognizing every moment of every day, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the entire world, and there is nothing but Him. Who with divine providence directs all. Gamim hu ma'avonot akalim. Even if he takes upon himself one of the simple sins, and he decides not to protect himself from this, afapishu nizhar mikol averot shebetorah, even though he's careful from all of the averot in the Torah, karu rachamei Yisrael mumar ledvar echad. He is called an apostate to one matter. By accepting upon himself to sin, he is declaring that God does not exist in that place. If a person thinks that he can hide from Hashem, he's a fool. And he's an apostate. If he thinks that he can walk into some place that is improper, that he can eat things which are improper, that he can violate God's will, and that he can go ahead and that he can create rationalizations for this, and all of a sudden everything is all right and okay, then he's apostate to that matter. If he accepts upon himself sin as heter, something which is not correct, as something which is correct, then he's apostate in that matter. There are halachot, there are laws concerning this, as to whether or not he can be trusted in a beitin, in a court, whether or not he can be trusted for kashrut, whether or not he can be trusted in anything. It is a very, very powerful statement to call someone a mumar, an apostate. seventh chapter. Ve'ol teda ki yashone avera achad eser pamim. If a person was to repeat the sin 10 times, afapi shenizhar mikol averot, even though he is careful from all the other sins, hinu hu nechshav ke'over al averot chalukot, as if he had violated different sins. Each and every sin that he does is considered unto itself. If a person was to on purpose eat from non-kosher meat day in and day out, every occurrence is a separate sin. Eighth chapter. V'lohayu no'agin ken rak al avera achat. So if someone was to behave in this manner only regarding one sin, we would say that he is very sick in his soul, as we've explained. But if he was to go ahead and to constantly be sinning against multiple sins and against the most severe of sins, what will we call such a person then? All this was in the generation of Rabbeinu Yonah. Today we find the plague. We find situations where there exist movements and organizations and leadership that will treat that which is not permitted as permitted. It becomes imperative for all of us to fight the battles and turn the tide of war, to serve Hashem and reveal His will. Certainly, though, we are talking here about those that have an understanding of what they're doing. There is no question that for a great majority of the world today, we can only look and see and realize that there's such a powerful sense of ignorance that exists in the world in terms of Torah, that certainly we can't raise up the banner of such lofty accusations against the Jews of today, so far away from the destruction of the temple. Nevertheless, it still stands that it is what it is. They are sins. They are that which is stands in the way of a revelation of Hashem's will. And certainly upon us, upon each and every one of us that chooses to move forward, not only chooses, but is compelled, because now that we've had the opportunity to taste the great taste of the Torah, it's upon each and every one of us to fight that war and to move forward and to do our best to take our brethren and to bring them also to taste from the sweet letters of the Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah now introduces us to a tremendous tool in getting closer to Hashem. V'chen ro'i l'chol ba'alei tshuva lichtov migilat sefer ha'devarim asher nichshlu behem. It is imperative that each and every one of us, we the ones who are returning to God, to write down in a journal, in a private memoir, those things which we have failed in. And those mitzvot which we have fallen short of accomplishing, and to read over these journals every day. This is an extremely powerful tool for us to be able to return to Hashem. There is no question that each and every one of us should be making a cheshbon a nefesh, should be making an accounting of our soul, of our daily deeds, of our observation of our midot, of our traits and character as we interact with other people throughout the day, throughout the week, year, and life. It's only through taking the time to perceive, taking the time to work on oneself, can there be change. In the ninth chapter, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, "V'hinei madrigot rabot l'tshuva." There are many different levels of tshuva, meaning that we can do tshuva on many, many different levels. We start at the lowest, we do the basics of what we can, and we continually work to finer and finer refinements of our being and our soul in our return to Hashem. Ulefi ha-madregot yitkarev ha-adam el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with every refinement that we make, with every level that we ascend, we come closer to our Creator, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. Va'omnam, however, l'chol tshuva timsa sericha. With every form of tshuva, with every form of repentance that we do, there is forgiveness. Ach lo titahar nefesh tohar shalem liyot avonot kelo hayu. But we do not reach this incredible level of purity where the soul is purified and refined to the degree as if the sin had never existed. Zulate kasher yitahera adam et libo, except for when one purifies his heart, v'yachin et rucho kasher yipaer, and he prepares his spirit, as will be explained. There are five dimensions in the spiritual space. The three dimensions we're all familiar with. This is place, this is makom, the X, Y, and Z axis. The fourth dimension, as science is now beginning to catch up with Torah, is time. We are bound by that fourth dimension, and therefore we see things in the perspective of what is here and now. But there is a fifth dimension. The fifth dimension, soul, where time is not a barrier. When one leaves this world at the end of, God willing, many years of health and many years of spiritual growth, he will find himself no longer bound by the fourth dimension, and as such, when he perceives his fellow man in that state, he sees his entire existence from the beginning of time till the end of time. He sees time as another axis of his being. As such, a person literally wears upon his body, his spiritual body that is, his complete existence, his sins and his mitzvot. As such, one should think about that. All that which he has done, which is of improper nature, will be literally pasted upon his arm for all to see. Putting that aside for a moment, though, we can understand now this concept, this idea of a sin being completely and totally erased, in that, in fact, it will truly and completely and totally no longer exist on his being. If he completely and totally repents and returns to his Creator, that being who is he no longer bears any semblance, any sign of that sin for anyone to see. And he is wholer and completer in his spiritual being before man and God. There are 20 principles that are discussed in the first shar by Rabbeinu Yonah. Those principles are regret, leaving sin, sorrow, expressions of sorrow, worry, shame, humbling oneself, humility indeed, breaking of physical desire, amelioration of deeds in the same areas as the sin, searching one's ways, investigating the magnitude of sin, seeing the light sins as great sins in his eyes, confession, prayer, correcting misdeeds, pursuing kindness and truth, constantly remembering one's sins, forsaking sin when challenged, and to turn others from sin. With that, we now begin the 10th chapter and the first of the principles of tshuva, of repentance. Atanaveri kre hatshuva. Now we will begin explaining the principles of repentance. Ha'ikar harishon, the first principle, hachrata, regret. The first foundation of tshuva is regret. Yavin levavo ki ra v'mar ozvo et Hashem. One must understand in his heart that to abandon Hashem is evil and bitter. V'yashiv elibo ki yesh onesh. He must place upon his heart that there is punishment, retribution, and compensation for sins. He must regret from his deepest and most complete understanding and being. Regret has two levels. Regret of the deed itself in respect to Hashem, and regret in respect to oneself. Vayitcharet al ma'asav haraim, vayomar bivavo. He should regret his evil deeds and say to himself, "What have I done? Why did I have the fear of Hashem before my eyes? Why did he not see God here and now in this place? Why did he lack here at Hashem the fear of heaven?" When one contemplates his Creator and his infiniteness, how he fills all worlds and surrounds all worlds, he is compelled and forced to recognize how hard it is to go against his Creator. Also, from realizing one's negligence, one should regret because of the consequences to his physical and spiritual being. Ki rabim mahovim l'rasha. The sufferings of the wicked are great. Lo hamalti al gufi. Why didn't I have compassion on my body? The overwhelming afflictions of the evil ones one brings upon himself through his sins. Compassion on oneself. ולא חסה אני עליו משחתו מפני הנעת רגע אחד. Why? Why didn't I not blink an eye at self-destruction for a moment of pleasure? Man should recognize that his holy soul is contaminated from his sins, and he lowers this great gift of Hashem through his improper deeds. Hayiti ala nefesh, haykara achzari. I've been cruel to this precious soul. V'nitma b'gilei yitzri, and have defiled it with the impurities of my desires. Second principle, Ha'ikar Hasheni, chapter 11, Azivat Achet, leaving sin, abandoning improper deeds. Ki Yazov Derachav Haraim, one must leave his path of evil. Ve'igmor Bechol Levavo Ki Lo Yosif Lashuv B'Derech HaZeod, and completely and totally resolve in his heart never to return again to this evil path. Rebbeinu Yonah deals first now with the sinner who has fallen to the lust of the moment. Afterwards, he will deal with the persistent sinner and a far lower level, that of the evildoer, the Rasha. Ki mi asher hata al derech mikre, one that sinned only by chance, ki atava ta'iki, hitava ta'ava, vayehezak alav yitro v'yitkefeu. He had allowed his lusts to grow and his desires to strengthen and to overtake him. For if we know that is possible, that he should stand and place his fear of Hashem before his eyes, if he had done such and stopped the growth, had stopped the generation of lust from within at its earliest moments, he could have saved himself. Nevertheless, he allowed those lusts to desire. As we know, the eyes see, the heart desires, and the hands do. If he had protected his eyes, if he had crushed his desire, he would not have come to the deed. Nevertheless, he sinned in this chance occurrence, as it came upon him in the moment of his lust. V'lo me'asher chetzo urtzono limso avono v'la'asot kumohu achrezot. And it's not that he desired and premeditated to perform this sin. He was overtaken. He lost his battle. Reshit tshuva ha'ish hazeh ahachrata. The start of repentance for such a person is remorse. Achreken, afterwards, Yosif b'chol yom yirat Hashem b'nafsho. Then, every day, he continually works to develop his understanding of God's existence in the world, of understanding how Hashem is here and now in this place, and at all times. And he learns to develop an ability to make conscious his emunah, his faith in Hashem. And by a constant development and a constant strengthening of his emunah, he will be blessed with tikvah, with hope. He will always see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that he will be able to succeed, that he will be able to accomplish, that he will be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara, that he will be able to overcome all that which exists in this world as an imposition for him to fulfill God's will. If he knows and understands and believes that this is God's world and he is the master, then he will always have hope. And he continues on such a vein, Ad asher yehi nachon libo batuach b'Hashem, until he realizes that those hopes born of his faith, that they are there, that he trusts in Hashem, that he walks with security day and night with the understanding that this is God's world, and if he is setting out to do the mitzvot, if he is setting out to do his will, that there is no imposition, that the Yetzer Hara is not real, that the Yetzer Hara is something which comes upon him to throw him down and away from his Creator, and that all he must do is turn away from the foolish illusion which is lust and desire, and to turn with his full heart to Hashem. And as such, ki im yosif ya'avor bo hayetzer v'fkesheu b'kifam b'pam v'rabba alav ta'avato k'mishpat harishon. So if again the desires flare and he once again meets, as he did in the past, his desire, lo yeh niftei libo alav v'yazov darko, he will not let his heart be seduced, he will not allow his desires to overcome him, and will leave his evil ways. But now we deal with a different category of person. So up until now we understand that the person who has sinned on a chance situation from lust, that the order of tshuva to this point for him is first to regret and then to abandon the sin and to protect himself from future abandonment through growing his fear of heaven. But for the person who is a persistent sinner and persists on this improper path always, the gever al chatadav dorech b'chol yom, and he increases on his sin each and every day by continually repeating over and over again the sins which he has come to. Sin is narcissistic. You know you're going to be punished for it, yet you do it anyways. Each time a person sins, he sins in an increasing fashion, greater than the previous time, in order to achieve the same momentary highs that he has achieved in the past. A person binges once, the next time he binges more. For there's no truth in the momentary pleasures of sin. The adrenaline rush of having gone against his Creator's will on the next time around has somewhat disappeared. For he is already in the seat of sin. He's already walking a path away from his Creator. What zeal can be had for a person who is already on a constant roller coaster ride down, only to spin down faster? And such a sin, and a constant that leads to nowhere. Reshit tshuvat ha'ish hazeh, the beginning of repentance for this type of person, la'azov darko u'machshavto hara'a, he first has to abandon his sin, ulaskim l'kayem u'lekabel alav l'val yosif l'achto, and to resolve completely never to sin again. He must reverse these two steps. First, abandoning to continue on his evil path, and then, to regret. Achrei ken yitcharet al alilotav hanishchatot v'yashov el Hashem. He regrets his corrupted plots and he returns to Hashem. V'haya ki yavo yisurim u'machovim al rasha. Now the evil person, the rasha, this is a person that not only has persisted in sin, but who has accepted to continue after sin, who has made sin something permissible in his eyes, who has distorted the truth of Torah and is not just succumbing to his desires. For that person, when affliction and suffering come upon him, and it will, Ala Rosha Asher Tamid Kol Zemav Litalech Bashamav, when this suffering comes upon this evildoer that constantly planned to go in the way of sin, Yivaser B'Techila, he must first bear the torture. He must first accept upon himself with love the Yisurim. He must accept upon himself the affliction and suffering as retribution for his sins. Vayashuv mashavato hara'a, and to return from his evil thoughts, asher hashav, that he had placed upon his mind, his distortions of truth and Torah, V'yachrit mabadav v'yadav, and break away from the acts of his hands, and only then, only then, when he has accepted the full burden of the evil which he brought to the world and returns to Hashem wholeheartedly by abandoning his sin and accepting true regret, then begins his first step of tshuva, his first step of repentance. May Hashem grant each and every one of us the strength in these lofty days of Elul to face our own sins, to call a sin, to abandon it, to regret its existence, and to strive forward every day in the service of Hashem, and as such, see Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehrah bimeinu, to see our Redeemer speedily in our days.